Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. It Stops With Me by Ellis Carter is a mindful parenting guide aimed at parents who want to break inherited patterns and build a calmer, more emotionally healthy home. Positioned in the practical parenting and trauma-informed self-help space, the book presents a compassionate roadmap for changing how adults respond to stress, conflict, and children's challenging behavior. Its focus is not on perfect parenting, but on becoming more present and intentional, especially in moments that typically trigger yelling, shutdown, or harsh discipline. Drawing on broadly recognized ideas from neuroscience and attachment theory, Carter frames reactive parenting as something that often originates in a parent's own early experiences and unmet emotional needs. The promise is practical change through 10 tools that support self-regulation, connection, and confident boundaries, with exercises, examples, and simple scripts. The book aims to help parents lead with steadiness and warmth, so children develop emotional security and resilience while the family system gradually shifts away from generational trauma patterns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, connecting parenting triggers to family of origin patterns. A central idea in It Stops With Me is that many parenting reactions are less about the child in front of you and more about the emotional learning you carried forward from childhood. When a child refuses, melts down, or talks back, it can activate old threat responses that were shaped by how conflict, discipline, or closeness were handled in your home growing up. The book encourages parents to notice those moments as signals rather than proof that they are failing. By linking present-day triggers to inherited expectations and survival strategies, a parent can reduce shame and increase choice. This framing is important because it shifts the goal from controlling a child to understanding what is happening in the parent nervous system. The book's trauma-informed stance emphasizes that repeating patterns can happen even with strong intentions, which is why insight alone is not enough. Parents are guided to slow down, identify their common trigger themes, and begin separating past from present. Over time, this awareness supports breaking automatic cycles like yelling, threatening, or emotionally withdrawing and replacing them with responses aligned to the kind of family culture the parent wants to create. Secondly, mindfulness is a practical tool for staying present under stress. Carter places mindfulness at the center of changing parent behavior, not as an abstract spiritual practice, but as a moment-to-moment skill for interrupting escalation. The book presents mindfulness as the ability to notice what is happening internally during challenging moments: bodily tension, racing thoughts, urges to control, and the emotional stories that intensify conflict. This awareness helps create a small pause, which is where new choices become possible. Instead of reacting on autopilot, parents practice returning to the present situation and to their values. In a family context, this matters because children often escalate when they sense disconnection or unpredictability. A calmer, more grounded adult can co-regulate, making it easier for a child to settle and learn. The emphasis is on realistic, repeatable practices that can be used in the middle of real-life parenting, not only during quiet time. By building a habit of noticing, pausing, and responding, mindfulness supports both emotional safety and effective leadership. The result is a parenting approach that aims to preserve connection while still addressing behavior, and to reduce patterns like yelling that many parents want to leave behind. Thirdly, gentle discipline that protects connection while guiding behavior. It Stops With Me promotes gentle discipline as a way to teach skills and boundaries without relying on fear, humiliation, or power struggles. The book frames discipline as guidance rather than punishment, with the parent focusing on coaching emotional regulation, problem solving, and repair. This approach fits the book's broader goal of raising emotionally strong kids, because children learn resilience and accountability more reliably in relationships that feel safe. Carter emphasizes that connection and structure are not opposites. A parent can be warm and still be in charge. The tools described aim to reduce reactive cycles where a child behavior triggers a parent threat response, which then triggers more child distress. Instead, the parent practices staying close, naming what is happening, and offering limits that the child can understand. By using consistent responses and compassionate follow-through, the book suggests that parents can decrease chronic conflict and improve cooperation over time. The method also supports parents who grew up with harsh discipline by offering an alternative that is firm but not frightening. Well, the overall message is that discipline works best when it builds trust and teaches, rather than when it simply stops behavior in the moment. Fourthly, confident boundary setting without threats, bribes, or shouting. Another prominent theme is boundary setting that is clear, calm, and consistent. Carter's positioning highlights boundaries as a leadership skill that helps the home feel predictable and emotionally safe. Many parents either overcorrect with harsh control or avoid limits out of fear of conflict. the book aims to offer a middle path, confident boundaries that do not depend on intimidation, bargaining, or constant negotiation. This includes communicating expectations simply, following through without escalating, and staying anchored to values rather than winning the moment. A key idea is that boundaries are not only for children, they also protect the parent from burnout and resentment, which can fuel reactivity. When a parent can hold a line without yelling, children receive two lessons at once: what the limit is and how to handle frustration. The book also emphasizes that boundary setting is a practice, especially for adults who did not experience healthy limits themselves. By combining mindful self-regulation with gentle firmness, Carter presents boundaries as an everyday tool for ending generational patterns of chaos, fear, or emotional unpredictability. The intended outcome is a household where children know what to expect and parents feel capable and steady. Lastly, healing and repair as the mechanism for long-term change, the book consistently returns to the idea that breaking cycles requires both behavior change and emotional healing. Carter frames the parent as the primary change agent in the family system, meaning the work starts with adult self-awareness, self-compassion, and the willingness to repair after inevitable missteps. Rather than presenting mistakes as evidence of failure, the book treats repair as a powerful tool that models accountability and emotional maturity. This perspective supports parents who fear repeating what they experienced, because it highlights that perfection is not required for children to feel secure. The tools aim to help parents recognize when old wounds are driving a reaction, then choose responses that build trust. Healing is positioned as something practical and relational: how you speak, how you calm yourself, how you reconnect after conflict, and how you consistently show up with steadiness. The promise of generational impact is rooted in daily interactions, where children internalize emotional skills instead of emotional fear. By emphasizing ongoing practice, the book sets realistic expectations for change while still holding a hopeful vision. The broader takeaway is that parents can transform family patterns through repeated moments of presence, repair, and values-based leadership. In conclusion, It Stops With Me is best suited for parents who sense that their strongest reactions are not really about the current moment, and who want practical ways to stop repeating patterns they inherited. It will also resonate with readers interested in trauma-informed parenting, attachment-oriented approaches, and mindfulness-based strategies that can be applied in everyday conflict. The main benefits are concrete: greater ability to stay calm during escalation, clearer boundaries that do not rely on yelling or threats, and a stronger sense of connection that supports children's emotional security. Intellectually, the book helps parents reframe discipline and misbehavior through the lens of nervous system regulation and relational safety, which can reduce shame and increase confidence. Compared with similar parenting books, its distinguishing feature is the explicit integration of breaking generational cycles with hands-on tools, scripts, and exercises designed to help parents respond from values rather than old emotional wiring. It positions the parent's healing as a family intervention without making the process feel abstract or unreachable. Readers looking for a compassionate, structured starting point for changing their parenting patterns will find it a useful guide for building steadier leadership and for creating a home environment where emotional strength is taught, practiced, and passed forward. If you would like to support Ellis Carter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.